Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus.
Right on.
Today we're going to try to tackle
a
question that's been floating around UAP lore, I guess, for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Could the Ubatuba magnesium fragments be extraterrestrial?
Whoa.
So you've probably heard the rumors about pure magnesium UFO debris.
Yeah.
But today we're going to go beyond the headlines.
Right.
And really examine the science.
What's cool here is that it's not just a fringe theory.
Right.
These fragments have been analyzed by scientists for over 60 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're talking multiple lab, different techniques.
Uh-huh.
A real quest to understand what this material is.
Okay, so let's set the scene a little bit for the listeners who might not be super familiar with the Ubatuba case.
Okay.
So it's September 1957,
mm-hmm.
Ubatuba, Brazil.
Okay.
A local newspaper, El Globo.
Yeah.
They run this story about a flying disc exploding.
Okay.
Sending these fiery pieces down.
Wow.
Scattering down to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these pieces land on a beach.
Right.
They end up in the hands of a researcher, Dr. Olavo Fontes.
And this is where
that
scientific journey begins.
Yeah.
Early tests on these fragments suggested they were almost entirely pure magnesium.
Really?
Which is unusual.
Okay.
Especially for Brazil in the 1950s.
Yeah.
This purity fueled speculation about an otherworldly origin.
I bet. I mean, it's like it's like something out of a sci-fi movie, right?
Yeah.
You find this strange metal on the beach.
Right.
And it turns out to be almost pure magnesium.
Yeah.
I can only imagine people's imaginations just running wild.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But as technology advanced, more sensitive testing revealed something even more intriguing.
Okay.
Trace elements within the magnesium.
Yeah.
Like strontium, barium, zinc, and copper.
Okay.
Now, finding these trace elements wasn't the weird part.
Right.
What raised eyebrows was the strontium.
Okay. So the strontium is the key here.
Yeah.
Why was that such a big deal?
So back in the 1950s,
adding
strontium as an impurity to magnesium just wasn't done.
Really?
It wasn't part of...
It's unusual.
Yeah, any standard manufacturing process.
Okay.
We even have accounts from magnesium experts at the time.
Yeah.
People like Dr. Beeman and Dr. Salasky from Dow Chemical who were surprised to find it.
Wow.
They said it was odd.
So we had this incredibly pure magnesium.
Right.
Which was already weird.
Yeah.
And then we throw in this mysterious strontium impurity that nobody can explain.
Yeah.
It's really starting to feel like we're building a case here.
Yeah.
For something truly out of the ordinary.
Right. And that's where isotope analysis comes in.
Uh-huh.
It's a technique scientists use to understand the origin of a material.
Okay.
You see, elements can exist in slightly different forms called isotopes.
Mm-hmm.
Think of them like members of the same family with subtle differences.
Gotcha.
The proportion of these isotopes can act like a fingerprint telling us where a material came from.
Okay, so they look at the isotopes
and
the Ubatuba magnesium to see if they could tell us anything about its origin.
Exactly.
Okay.
And early testing in the 1960s, focusing on a specific magnesium isotope called magnesium-26, showed it was more abundant in the Ubatuba sample than is typical.
Okay.
In magnesium found naturally on Earth.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing there's a catch.
Now, these early tests had some flaws.
Okay. Are we saying these early tests can't be trusted?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But they weren't as precise as the techniques we have today. Later analyses using more advanced methods still couldn't definitively say whether the magnesium came from Earth or somewhere else.
So I'm guessing this is where
HRICPMS
comes in.
I got it.
High resolution inductively coupled plasma mass spectrometry.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful for sure.
It's basically a very precise way to measure the different isotopes in a sample.
Okay, so they use this fancy
HRICPMS
on the Ubatuba fragments.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they find?
Well,
did it solve the mystery?
Not quite.
Oh, okay.
It turns out that even with these advanced tools, getting consistent and reliable data, especially on trace elements, in a sample dominated by one element like magnesium, can be really tricky.
So even with our best technology, we're still left with some uncertainty here.
Yeah.
Feels like we're almost going deeper into the mystery rather than solving it.
That's the nature of scientific inquiry, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes the answers lead to more questions.
Absolutely.
But the 2017 and 2018 analyses
yeah.
did give us some more interesting pieces to consider.
Okay.
Remember those trace elements we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the strontium?
Yeah.
Well, these later analyses
okay.
took a closer look at their isotopes, too.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to see if those could offer any more clues.
It's like we're zooming in even further,
right.
trying to get a sharper picture of what we're dealing with.
Exactly. In 2017,
yeah.
a lab in Texas
yeah.
used this high-powered HR-ICP-MS
okay.
to analyze a tiny piece of the Ubatuba fragment.
Yeah.
They found some intriguing variations
yeah.
in the strontium isotopes
okay.
compared to what you'd typically find on Earth.
So we're seeing more of those anomalies.
Yeah.
Those things that just don't quite fit
right.
with what we know about, you know, regular magnesium.
Right.
But one lab's results
right.
don't necessarily make it a fact.
You're right to be cautious.
Yeah.
That's why they tried to replicate the findings.
Oh.
They wanted another lab
yeah.
to run the same tests just to be sure.
Makes sense.
Mm.
Double checking is important, especially yep. with something this unusual.
Yeah.
Did they find another lab?
It wasn't easy.
Really?
A lot of university labs they approached
uh-huh.
were hesitant to get involved.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's still a stigma
yeah.
around UAP research.
It's a shame that
yeah.
some scientists might shy away
yeah.
from potentially groundbreaking research
yeah.
just because of the subject matter.
Right.
But they did eventually find a lab, right?
They did.
Okay.
A commercial lab in Ohio,
right.
run by a Dr. Arthur Varnes,
okay.
agreed to analyze the sample.
Okay.
And they used a slightly different type of mass spectrometry just to get another perspective.
So two different labs.
Yeah.
Two different approaches.
Right.
All focused on this
yeah. mm-hmm.
tiny piece of metal from Brazil.
Yeah.
What did they find?
Well.
Did the second lab confirm?
Oh, like,
the first lab's results?
It's where things get
oh, no.
even more complex.
Okay.
The second lab's results
yeah.
for the magnesium isotopes were pretty much in line
mm-hmm.
with what you'd expect to see
okay.
in naturally occurring magnesium.
So that part's not so exciting.
Right. So that didn't really point to anything extraterrestrial.
Okay.
But then they looked at the trace elements.
Okay.
And that's where things got interesting again.
Okay. I'm on the edge of my seat. What happened?
For some of those trace elements,
yeah.
like strontium,
okay.
the two labs got completely different results.
Oh, wow.
One lab's measurements were above the expected values,
mm-hmm.
and the other labs were below.
That doesn't make sense.
It was a real head-scratcher.
So after all this testing,
yeah.
are we any closer
it might seem.
To understanding the Ubatuba fragments?
Like we're just going in circles.
Right.
But each of these analyses
yeah.
adds another piece to the puzzle.
Okay.
What's becoming clear is
yeah.
that analyzing these fragments
okay.
is incredibly challenging,
yeah.
even with our best technology.
Yeah.
The high concentration of magnesium
mm-hmm.
might be interfering
okay.
with the measurements of the trace elements,
uh-huh.
making it hard to get consistent results.
It's like trying to listen to a whisper in the middle of a rock concert.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And that's why, despite all this research,
right.
the Ubatuba fragments remain
yeah.
a scientific enigma.
So are we at a dead end?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
There are...
But is there anything more we can do?
Even more.
To investigate these fragments?
Advanced techniques out there,
there...
that could be used.
Yeah.
Like something called multi-collector ICP-MS.
Not the collector.
Which is even more sensitive and precise.
Okay.
But finding labs yeah. willing to do this kind of work,
yeah.
especially on something related to UAPs,
right.
can be difficult.
It sounds like we need more scientists to be
yeah.
open to the possibilities,
yeah.
to be willing to investigate the unknown.
I agree.
Even if it means stepping outside of their comfort zones.
And perhaps that's one of the biggest lessons we can learn
okay.
from the Ubatuba case.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that
yeah.
the pursuit of knowledge
yeah.
requires curiosity, open-mindedness,
mm.
and a willingness to challenge conventional thinking.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of
right.
a potential UFO connection.
Yeah.
But what I find truly fascinating
right.
is the scientific process itself.
Yeah.
The meticulous testing, the analysis,
yeah.
the search for answers, even when those answers
right.
lead to more questions.
That's the beauty of science.
Yeah.
It's not always about finding definitive answers,
right.
but about
yeah.
continuously refining our understanding of the universe.
I feel like we've gone through a similar process
right.
in this deep dive, right?
Right. Right.
We started with a question.
Mm-hmm.
We explored the available evidence.
Yeah.
And now we're left with, I think, a deeper understanding
right.
of the complexities of the case
mm-hmm.
and the challenges of scientific inquiry.
Exactly. And who knows,
yeah.
maybe one day
yeah.
new technology or a fresh perspective
yeah.
will allow us to unlock the secrets of the Ubatuba fragments once and for all.
Yeah.
But until then, the mystery endures.
This has been a fascinating journey into the world of materials, science, isotopes,
mm-hmm.
and the enduring allure of the unknown.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up,
okay.
I want to shift gears a bit.
Gotcha.
And explore some of the broader implications
okay.
of that kind of research.
I'm all ears.
So we've been talking about
yeah.
this one specific case.
Right.
These intriguing Ubatuba fragments.
Right.
But it makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Are there other materials out there
right.
maybe connected to UAP events
yeah.
that could benefit from this kind of scientific scrutiny?
Absolutely. Imagine if we had access to,
yeah.
let's say, a piece of metal from a recorded UAP landing site.
Right.
Or maybe some unusual residue
yeah.
found after a close encounter.
It's like those stories you hear about people finding
yeah.
strange debris
mm-hmm.
or even burn marks on the ground okay. after seeing something unusual in the sky.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If we could analyze those materials
right.
with the same rigor and scientific techniques
yeah,
used
yeah.
in the Ubatuba case,
yeah.
who knows what we might discover.
But it sounds like a big if.
Yeah.
We've already talked about the challenges
right.
of finding labs willing to take on this kind of work.
Yeah.
And then there's the issue of, you know, making sure the evidence hasn't been contaminated.
Right, right.
Those are real obstacles.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But I believe
yeah.
the potential rewards outweigh the risks.
Oh, right.
We need to be bolder
yeah.
in our pursuit of scientific knowledge,
yeah.
especially when it comes yeah. to these unexplained phenomena.
What's the takeaway for our listeners?
Oh.
What can we learn
yeah.
from the Ubatuba magnesium fragments
yeah.
and the decades of research
yeah.
that have gone into trying to understand them?
I think the biggest takeaway
yeah.
is the importance of scientific rigor.
Okay.
Especially when dealing with something
right.
as extraordinary
right.
as potential UAP materials.
Right.
It's easy to jump to conclusions.
Right.
To let our imaginations run wild.
Yeah.
But science demands evidence.
Right.
Careful analysis.
Yeah.
And a healthy dose of skepticism.
It's a good reminder that extraordinary claims
require extraordinary evidence.
Yeah.
We can't just rely on
right.
eyewitness accounts
yeah.
or grainy photos.
Yeah.
We need hard data.
Right.
And that's where scientific analysis comes in.
And even when we don't get definitive answers,
yeah.
like in the Ubatuba case,
right.
the process of scientific inquiry itself
yeah.
is incredibly valuable.
Right.
It teaches us to yeah. think critically,
yeah.
to question assumptions,
mm-hmm.
and to appreciate the complexity
yeah.
of the world around us.
So what do you say to those who yeah. might criticize this kind of research
yeah.
as a waste of time and resources?
I'd say that yeah. exploring the unknown,
yeah.
pushing the boundaries of knowledge
yeah.
is never a waste of time.
Right.
Throughout history,
yeah.
scientific breakthroughs
right.
have often come from investigating
yeah.
the seemingly impossible, the yeah. things that challenged conventional thinking.
It's like that saying,
yeah.
if you're not failing,
right.
you're not trying hard enough.
Exactly. We need to embrace the
yeah.
spirit of exploration
yeah.
to be willing to venture that into uncharted territory.
Yeah.
And who knows,
right.
maybe one day.
Yeah.
That spirit of exploration
yeah.
will lead us
yeah.
to a deeper understanding
yeah.
of the UAP phenomenon
okay.
and its place in our universe.
Well said. This has been a truly fascinating deep dive into the Ubatuba magnesium fragments
mm-hmm.
and the broader implications for scientific research. Thank you for joining us.
Awesome.
On this journey. And until next time.
Yeah.
Keep looking up.
Yeah.
Keep asking questions.
Right.
And never stop exploring
yeah.
the wonders of the universe.
See you next time. Okay.
All right. Yeah, so yeah. where were we?
So those 2017 and 2018 analyses
right.
kind of gave us some more interesting pieces to consider.
Okay.
Remember those trace elements we talked about?
Mm.
Especially the strontium.
Yeah.
Well, these later analyses took
yeah.
a closer look at their isotopes too.
Okay.
They wanted to see if those could offer any more clues.
So it's like we're zooming in
right.
even further.
Exactly.
Trying to get a sharper picture
yeah.
of
yeah.
what we're dealing with.
Exactly. In 2017,
okay.
a lab in Texas
okay.
used this high-powered HRICPMS to analyze a tiny piece of the Ubatuba fragment.
Yeah.
They found some intriguing variations in the strontium isotopes compared to what you typically find on Earth.
So we're seeing more of those anomalies.
Right.
Those things that just don't quite fit
with
what we know about regular magnesium.
Right.
But one lab's results...
You're right to be cautious.
Don't necessarily make it a fact, right?
That's why they tried to replicate the findings.
Okay.
They wanted another lab to run the same tests, just to be sure.
That makes sense. Double-checking is important, especially with something this unusual.
Yeah.
So did they find another lab?
It wasn't easy.
Really?
A lot of university labs they approached were hesitant to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know there's still a stigma around UAP research.
Yeah, it's a shame that, you know, some scientists might shy away from potentially groundbreaking research just because of the subject matter.
Right.
But they did eventually find a lab.
They did.
Okay.
A commercial lab in Ohio run by a Dr. Arthur Varnes agreed to analyze the sample.
Great.
And they used a slightly different type of mass spectrometry just to get another perspective.
So two different labs, two different approaches, all focused on this tiny piece of metal from Brazil.
Yeah.
What did they find?
Well,
did the second lab confirm the first lab's results?
It's where things get even more complex.
Uh-oh.
The second lab's results for the magnesium isotopes were pretty much in line with what you'd expect to see in naturally occurring magnesium.
So that part's not so exciting.
Right. So that didn't really point to anything extraterrestrial.
Okay.
But then they looked at the trace elements, and that's where things got interesting again.
Good on the edge of my seat. What happened?
For some of those trace elements, like strontium, the two labs got completely different results.
What?
One lab's measurements were above the expected values, and the other labs were below.
Wow.
It was a real head scratcher.
So after all this testing, are we any closer?
It might seem.
Understanding the Ubatuba fragments.
Like we're just going in circles.
Right.
But each of these analyses adds another piece to the puzzle.
Okay.
What's becoming clear is that analyzing these fragments is incredibly challenging.
Right.
Even with our best technology.
Right.
The high concentration of magnesium might be interfering with the measurements of the trace elements, making it hard to get consistent results.
It's like trying to listen to a whisper
in
the middle of a rock concert.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And that's why, despite all this research, the Ubatuba fragments remain a scientific enigma.
So are we at a dead end?
Not necessarily. Oh. There are even more advanced techniques out there that could be used.
Like what?
Like something called multi-collector, ICP-MS.
Multi-collector.
Which is even more sensitive and precise.
Okay.
But finding labs willing to do this kind of work, especially on something related to UAPs, can be difficult.
Right. It sounds like we need more scientists to be more open-minded.
I agree.
To be willing to investigate the unknown.
And perhaps that's one of the biggest lessons we can learn from the Ubatuba case.
Okay.
It's a reminder that the pursuit of knowledge
requires curiosity.
Yeah.
Open-mindedness.
Right.
And a willingness to challenge conventional thinking.
It's easy to get caught up
in
the excitement of a potential UFO connection.
Right.
But what I find truly fascinating is the scientific process itself.
Yeah.
The meticulous testing, the analysis, the search for answers.
Right.
Even when those answers lead to more questions.
That's the beauty of science, right? It's not always about finding definitive answers.
Right.
But about continuously refining our understanding of the universe.
I feel like we've gone through a similar process in this deep dive.
Right.
We started with a question.
Mm-hmm.
We explored the evidence.
Right.
And now we're left with a much deeper understanding of the complexities of the case and the challenges of scientific inquiry.
Exactly. And who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe one day
new
technology or a fresh perspective
will allow us to unlock the secrets of the Ubatuba fragments once and for all.
Right.
But until then, the mystery endures.
This has been a fascinating journey into the world of materials, science, isotopes, and the enduring allure of the unknown. But before we wrap up, I kind of want to shift gears a bit.
Gotcha.
And explore some of the broader implications of this kind of research.
I'm all ears.
So we've been talking about this one specific case.
Yeah.
these intriguing Ubatuba fragments.
Right.
But it makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Are there other materials out there?
Right.
Maybe connected to UAP events.
Yeah.
That could benefit
right.
from this kind of scientific scrutiny.
Absolutely. Imagine if we had access to,
yeah.
let's say, yeah. a piece of metal.
Okay.
From a reported UAP landing site.
Right.
Or maybe some unusual residue
yeah.
found after a close encounter.
It's like those stories you hear about people finding
yeah.
strange debris.
Mm-hmm.
Or even burn marks on the ground.
Right.
After seeing something unusual in the sky.
Exactly. If we could analyze those materials
yeah.
with the same rigor and scientific techniques
yeah.
used in the Ubatuba case,
right.
who knows what we might discover?
It does make you wonder, mm-hmm. but it sounds like a big if.
Yeah.
We've already talked about the challenges of finding labs
yeah.
willing to take on this work.
Right.
And then there's the issue of
yeah.
making sure the evidence mm-hmm. hasn't been contaminated.
Those are real obstacles.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Right.
But I believe the potential rewards
right.
outweigh the risks.
Yeah.
We need to be bolder in our pursuit
yeah.
of scientific knowledge, especially
yeah.
when it comes to
yeah.
these unexplained phenomena.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Okay.
What can we learn from the Ubatuba fragments
yeah.
and the decades of research
right.
that has gone into trying to understand them?
I think the biggest takeaway is
yeah.
the importance of scientific rigor.
Okay.
Especially when dealing with something as extraordinary as potential UAP materials,
right.
it's easy to jump to conclusions,
yeah.
to let our imaginations run wild.
Right.
But science demands evidence.
Right.
Careful analysis.
Yeah.
And a healthy dose of skepticism.
It's a good reminder.
Right.
That extraordinary claims no. require extraordinary evidence.
Exactly.
We can't just rely on eyewitness accounts.
Right.
Or grainy photos.
Yeah.
We need hard data.
Yeah.
And that's where scientific analysis comes in.
And even when we don't get definitive answers.
Right.
Like in the Ubatuba case.
Yeah.
The process itself
right.
of scientific inquiry
yeah.
is so valuable.
Absolutely.
It teaches us to think critically,
yeah.
to question assumptions,
right.
and to appreciate the complexity
yeah.
of the world around us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
what do you say
okay.
to those people out there
mm-hmm.
who might criticize
this kind of research
yeah.
as a waste of time and resources?
I'd say exploring the unknown,
yeah.
pushing the boundaries of knowledge
yeah.
is never a waste of time.
Absolutely.
Throughout history,
right.
scientific breakthroughs have often come
yeah.
from investigating
yeah. right.
the seemingly impossible,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
things that challenge
yeah.
conventional thinking.
It's like that old saying,
right.
if you're not failing,
right.
you're not trying hard enough.
Exactly. We mm-hmm. need to embrace
yeah.
the spirit of exploration.
Yeah.
To be willing to venture
right.
into uncharted territory.
Yeah.
And who knows,
yeah.
maybe one day
right.
that spirit of exploration
yeah.
will lead us to a deeper understanding
yeah.
of the UAP phenomenon and its place in our universe.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive
yeah.
into the Ubatuba magnesium fragments
right.
and the broader implications
yeah.
for scientific research.
It has been. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Absolutely.
And until next time. Keep looking up.
Yeah.
Keep asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And never stop exploring the wonders of the universe.
See you next time.